These have lips too. I'm going to use them. I have a story to tell about the things I have seen and the history I know. I remember being so young I hardly knew I existed, being so insignificant that nobody my age saw it or knew that I was a piece of the puzzle upon this body. I remember growing up a little bit older each year when I learned that not everybody resembled me. I can hear the lessons being taught about how there are two types of people. I know better now. That there is so much in between, but that I lay on one end of the spectrum, and it shows. I remember feeling embarrassed for growing hair. I remember being ashamed for letting a coat of red stain the world I am bound to. I remember when I knew people would pay me less for my being present. That just for my very being, this mound of flesh, private to the average person, I am deemed less than. I remember not being taught properly how to use myself, how I would get lost within the possibilities of myths and legends of what lied within me. I remember a jackhammer job with long, sharp nails forgotten to be clipped away, a terrifying event that forced me to shrivel and avoid any contacts for months out of fear. I don't blame the brain. It didn't know any better. How could it when nobody ever told it how? I remember exploring. I remember grinding into the music, moving with the hips in circles and a push and pull that teased the predators I chose to ignore as I adventured into the plains of my power. I remember disorientated nights of men who parted my lips and took what they wanted without hesitation about if I had any mutual feelings. I remember hiding from darkness and strobe lights because I couldn't stay away from the nightlife. But I couldn't live in the darkness, for they had found me most vulnerable. But then I remember a woman, so soft and daring. She kissed me after an hour of taking her time to memorize the constellations of patterns on my skin, and I listened to the rhythm she had pounded into me of our breath coming in and out of one another until I didn't know where I started and she began. I remember that I didn't need the disco ball's blaring light to protect me from the dark when I had a son of a woman in front of me. Her rays so powerful that upon her touch I illuminated as though I was made up of a perpetual tangled mess of fairy lights, where one by one they were alit with her glow before erupting into a blinding blaze. I remember wishing I wasn't real, that I could transform into clay to be molded into a stronger form, more worthy of respect and love and fortune I had long been robbed of, before a girl with blue hair taught me otherwise. This is my story, and so long I've been silent that I'm taking the space I deserve to tell it now. After all, vaginas can speak too.